Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Food News Friday, and with us now, the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us here today. You were the co-author of a letter to the editor in the Tribune recently, and you took issue with the mayor's proposed budget, saying there are more dangers than we know for restaurants and other small businesses. What did you mean by that?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me, Bob, and happy 2026. So what I meant on that is there was a lot of fines that have doubled for like health department inspections, building inspections. So I think a lot of our independent restaurants throughout our 77 communities, when they get a ticket from the health department, instead of being $250, it will be $500 now. If they get a ticket from the building department, it will be doubled. So we see a lot of nickels and dimes increases in fines that independent restaurants or independent businesses could be seeing in 2026 if they get tickets from city departments.
Doesn't everyone in the city have to sacrifice? Chicago has a massive budget crisis right now, as you know.
Absolutely, but we also saw when all our property owners, commercial property owners in the neighborhoods, we saw their property increase by anywhere from 30 to, in some neighborhoods, it was like almost 100%. So independent restaurants do, and independent businesses are sacrificing. They pay property taxes. They pay payroll taxes. They pay sales taxes, even though that's the customer's pay on the sales tax. But point being is independent restaurants are paying a lot right now when it comes to city fees. And again, we see the property taxes going up. Now we see fines being doubled. So it's costing, you know, like I said, it is costing independent restaurants, independent businesses quite a bit to be in business here in the city of Chicago.
Do you feel restaurants deserve some special treatment, some preferential treatment over other businesses because they are also hubs of community get-togethers?
Well, we know, Bob, that, you know, the restaurant industry here in the state of Illinois is over 585,000 people that work in the industry. We do over $52 billion in sales. There's over 26,000 eating and drinking establishments throughout the state of Illinois. We pay over, you know, $4 billion in taxes. But here's the thing. Since the pandemic, we know that product cost has gone up 38%. We know labor cost has gone up 35%. We know that product cost has gone up 19%. I used to say before the pandemic, the restaurant industry was an industry of nickels and dimes. Now it's an industry of pennies and nickels. And if we keep mandating our independent restaurants and, you know, raising all these fees, we're going to see more empty storefronts. All you have to do, Bob, is drive down some of our commercial streets, and you would see Ashland Avenue, Lincoln Avenue, Clark Street, 53rd Street, 79th Street, and we see a lot of empty storefronts. And who rents these storefronts? They're independent restaurants. Restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood throughout our 77 communities. That's why I think it's so important that we work with City Hall. We need to be at the table. We can't be on the menu, because if you keep putting us on the menu and increasing our fees, we're going to see more empty storefronts. And nobody that lives in the city of Chicago wants to see more empty storefronts. And I think that the citizens would like to see the storefronts filled, so they're paying property taxes. They're creating jobs. That's why we were so much against the city budget by doing the head tax, because that would have been another job killer.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Let's hope for better times for the restaurants and everybody, Sam. Thanks. Have a good one.
I appreciate it. I just hope all your listeners go visit one of their, you know, they can do pickup, delivery, go visit one of their great independent restaurants in their neighborhoods, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood.
Yeah, they certainly are.